evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is January 23rd. It's Wednesday night, and it's 9 p.m. Eastern Time. That's Eastern Time, folks. Don't get confused if you're not in Eastern Time. This program is live. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Folks, I'm glad I'm coming to you live here because for the last hour from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m., I was supposed to be doing another radio show with Pastor Jonathan Williams. Well, I managed to lose his number and contact information and was unable to call him. So if any of you are friends of Pastor Williams, or if maybe Pastor Williams happens to be listening here tonight, I'd like to apologize to him. And if any of you are friends of Pastor Williams and have contact with him, give him my apologies and tell him I'll try to contact him tomorrow. It's embarrassing, folks, when you're the host of a radio show yourself and then somebody else invites you to come on their show and sets up a special time to do the taping, and then you don't show up. Well, been twice this week now that I've had problems getting on other people's shows, not all due to my own fault, but in this case, it was my fault. So, in any case, apologies to Pastor Williams. I just talked to him for the first time the other day, and he seems like a pretty nice guy, and I was looking forward to doing his show. Well, these problems do come up, hosting a radio show. You know, sometimes, you know, it's more trouble than it's worth. And I'm going to talk a little bit about that when we come back from our first break, because of some little development I was just made aware of today regarding last night's program. As I always say, folks, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't. Well, in any case, we have some good news. I think it's good news anyway. The International Association of Firefighters is sending a gentleman, Jim Riches, who recently retired as a New York City fire deputy, they're sending him around the state of Florida to torture Rudy Giuliani. Not torture him in the way I'd like to see Rudy Giuliani tortured, but I don't believe in torture except for a special select few, and Rudy Giuliani certainly belongs in that category. But Mr. Riches, whose son died on September 11th, his son was a fireman, he's following Giuliani's campaign bus around Florida to set the record straight, and he includes on bringing a giant inflatable rat to a campaign event this week. And, of course, as you may or may not know, I've talked about it on this program, the firefighters in New York aren't as fond of Rudy Giuliani as firefighters around the country think they are. Among other things they say, and it's been pretty well documented in this book, Giuliani, The Grand Illusion, that Giuliani's administration failed to provide the proper radio equipment for the firefighters who ended up dying. Well, all New York City firefighters, but because they failed to provide the right equipment, that was one of the reasons so many died on September 11th. Now, I know so many of you out there are saying, well, they should be criticizing Rudy Giuliani because of the lies he's told about 911. Yes, I agree with that, but in reality, if they can just take it to a basic issue that most voters understand and just go to show that Rudy Giuliani is not the great hero that he's cracked up to be, maybe they can help bring down this man's campaign, because this is a very, very bad man. And, you know, I suppose if I were voting, I would vote for even Hillary Clinton before I'd vote for Rudy Giuliani. No, I haven't endorsed Hillary. I just said maybe I'd vote for her before I'd vote for Giuliani. All right, well, we are going to the break, folks. And when we will come back, we will discuss the travails of a radio host. I think you'll find it interesting, perhaps entertaining. Stay tuned.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, I'm always pleased to be able to endorse a good product. I haven't tried this product myself, but I've heard a lot of good things about it. And I know that, you know, I am constantly advocating good, natural health products, whatever they may happen to be. Well, one of RBN's sponsors is Cartivite. It's an all-natural product. If you're having health problems, feeling tired and worn down, Cartivite is something that you need to try out. It supports your cardiovascular system, helps regulate your blood pressure and cholesterol levels, and delivers nutrients to your cells. And as I say, it's all-natural. Now, they have a website at heartdrop.com, just like it sounds, heartdrop.com, or you can call their toll-free 877 number, an 877 number, 877-928-8822, 877-928-8822. You know, you'd think I would have high blood pressure with all the travails of being a talk show host, host of a radio forum, for all the stuff I get mixed up in. My blood pressure probably could be lower, but every once in a while I hear something that really, I guess, causes my blood pressure to rise. Wish I had some Cartivite here right now. Now, as you know, folks, Monday night I had planned to talk about two different things in particular at some length. One, the Mossad involvement, or possible Mossad involvement, in the assassination of Martin Luther King, including certain links between Jack Ruby and an individual believed to be the mysterious Raoul who manipulated the accused assassin of Martin Luther King, James Earl Ray. That takes a few minutes to talk about. And I also wanted to talk about a new report from the Simon Wiesenthal Center and this so-called Rabbi A.B. Cooper and his cohorts who issued this semi-literate report in which I was featured. I wanted to talk about that on Monday night. Well, I didn't get around to talking about that on Monday night, folks, if you recall, because I had some other things I talked about, and then I had a lineup of callers, and I went to the callers. I said, oh, I can dispense with this. I said this on the air. I said, I'm going to dispense with this. I'll talk about it some other time. So I started to go through the callers. I did not get through all of the callers. There was one, possibly two callers left that I never got around to. Then, last night, Tuesday night, ladies and gentlemen, I got around finally to the subject of the report from the Simon Wiesenthal Center and talked generally about the issue of the Holocaust and how it's used as a political club to silence anyone who happens to be a critic of Israel, whether or not those people were even necessarily so-called, quote-unquote, Holocaust deniers. And I mentioned my opinion that getting involved in the debate about the Holocaust, even though many of my dearest friends and associates do it and do it effectively, I express my opinion, which I have expressed candidly many times in many forums, public forums, that I don't prefer to argue that topic and try to get involved in arguing the details of it because I feel you're only playing the game of the Holocaust enthusiasts, those people who are constantly banging the issue of the Holocaust over our heads and slapping us on the wrists and kicking us in the knees and et cetera, et cetera. Well, in any case, so I got talking about the Holocaust last night with some fervor. And you know what? I had a whole lineup of calls. There were possibly four, maybe five people. And at first, I wasn't even aware that I had the calls because I hadn't checked my screen. I got so wound up talking about it. In fact, at one point, if you were listening last night, you'll recall that I talked right into one of the commercials. But needless to say, when all was said and done, I spent the entire hour talking about the Holocaust. As a consequence of that, I was unable to bring up our callers. And one of the callers, I recall, was one of our regular callers, Jim. He's one of my favorite callers. Jim and I sometimes disagree on things. We have a different approach on things. I call him our resident cynic. But Jim was out there waiting to come up, and I wasn't able to bring Jim up any way that I was able to bring anybody else up because, guess what, folks? I was doing all the talking. Well, you know, folks, there is a forum. There is a chat room on this RBN website, which I've only ever accessed a couple times when I've been listening to some other programs here in the network on a computer at the American Free Press office. I don't even think I can function. I don't even think I can access that chat room on my home computer here, as it's just not up to date to do a lot of the fancy things a lot of people can do in their computers. But I'm here to tell you, folks, I was absolutely astounded. Now, bear with me. I was absolutely astounded to find out that someone who's been a fairly regular caller to this show got on that chat room yesterday and was complaining that because I didn't bring him up here onto the program, that I was some sort of gatekeeper, that I was covering up for the Jews and the Zionists, that I was trying to keep his important information from being heard. Well, folks, I do have certain psychic capacities. I do have certain talents, which would scare the hell out of my friends at the ADL if they knew what those talents were, and I'm only partially kidding. But in any case, I don't have the capacity to know what the callers are going to talk about. So therefore, if I really wanted to suppress anybody's point of view, I would really be hard-pressed to do that. Because all I find out from my producer is that someone is calling, and then they always give me a name. They give me a name and where they're calling from. But this person, who has been a regular caller on this show, a semi-regular caller, who I've brought up virtually every time that he's called, was so upset that he hadn't gotten onto the show, I believe, the night before. And then last night, when he was in a group of callers, none of whom got on the air, he started speculating that, well, Michael Collins Piper must be a gatekeeper. He must be trying to control public information, that he must actually be working for the Jews. Now, you know, folks, obviously that's ridiculous. But you know why it bothers me, folks? It bothers me that there are people in our patriot movement who think that way, who can't take a look at a logical situation, who cannot think of it logically and recognize the fact that here I was talking nonstop, and my mother always said I talk too much. She also always accused me of quoting myself too often, which now that I have this radio show, you know, I find myself saying to people the next day, you know, as I said on my radio show last night, so maybe my mother was right, but here I was talking, certainly not talking in a friendly way about the Jews, certainly not saying anything that the Jews or their sympathizers would be inclined to want to have heard publicly. I mean, my whole process last night was aimed at giving people what I thought was some logical, common sense advice about dealing with a controversial issue that is constantly thrown in our faces. And yet, here was someone complaining that because he wasn't brought up, that I was somehow acting as a gatekeeper on behalf of Jewish interests. Now, that caller knows who he is, and I invite him. I invite him to call in here tonight because I'm just going to, when he calls in, I'm going to turn the show over to him and let him say what he has to say. I once did that with one of Eric Hufschmidt's naive followers who spent about 25 minutes on the show repeating the one same point because that's about all he had to say. But I gave him the opportunity to say whatever he had to say. I even had that fool Hufschmidt on the show one time. I even invited Christopher Boleyn on this show after my falling out, so to speak. I didn't fall out with him. He turned on me with a vengeance. I even invited him on this show one time. I said, okay, Christopher, let's hash it out on the show. Let's let everybody hear what has to be said. He wouldn't do it. Well, I'm inviting the person who got in the chat room last night, who has been a regular caller to this show, to call up here and say what he has to say. I mean, everybody knows that I'm here generally five times a week. I miss a show now and then, but I mean, I keep coming back. This has been about 3 years that I've been doing this show. You know, I let people on just because I don't always interrupt. You know, I got an email from someone today who's a regular listener to this show. She objected to something that one of our callers said and assumed it because I didn't interrupt our caller and say, well, I disagree with you, that I necessarily, her assumption is that I was effectively allowing this person to speak for me. Well, you know, the thing is, you can't interrupt someone every time they say something that you disagree with, particularly if they're just expressing their opinion. You know, some things are facts. I mean, it's a fact that Hillary Clinton is a Democrat. Now, some people will say, well, she's really a secret agent for the Illuminati, and some people will say, well, she's really a secret agent for the Jews, and some will say she's a secret agent for the socialists. You know, but the fact is, if someone came on here and said, well, Hillary Clinton is a Republican, I might be inclined to say to them, well, no, Hillary's a Democrat. Well, I could go on in this vein, but I won't. We do have a caller who's called in, and I'm going to bring him up in a moment. He's been very patient listening to me ranting. John from New Mexico, hang on there. We're going to bring you up right after the break. This is Michael Collins Piper.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. 1126, or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. As I promised, we are going directly to the callers. We have not yet heard from the caller in question, and our previous caller, it looks as though, dropped off, but in any case, it wasn't the caller I was waiting to hear from. In the meantime, and you know, here's another problem. Sometimes my computer goes on the blink and I lose the information, but now I have it back, so in any case, we are going to go to the callers, and our first caller is going to be Henry from Connecticut. Henry, come on up. I hope it's going to be Henry. Henry, are you there? Going to try again for Henry from Connecticut. Henry, are you there? We've somehow lost Henry from Connecticut, so, well, Henry... Henry, if you can hear me out there, Henry, you're free to call back. All right, let's go to our next caller, Roy from Texas. Roy, come on up.
Yes, Mike, thanks for taking my call. And first, let me just say, anybody who wants to call you a gatekeeper for some Jewish or Zionist interest is probably just some provocateur who's taking up residence with those country gentlemen in France.
No. No, I don't. I really don't think so. But
okay.
I appreciate the sentiment.
Yeah, that's not really why I called.
I didn't think so.
No, there were two reasons I called. One
is
this thing about Dana Jacobson. She's a reporter for ESPN. She was at a roast, and she gave a toast that said, "F Notre Dame, F Touchdown Jesus and F Jesus. And ESPN suspended her for 1 week. I kind of wonder what would have happened if somebody had gotten up there and toasted and said, F the Jews. I wonder if it would have just been a one-week suspension.
You know, I'm not much of a sports fan, so I don't follow the sports page. But I hadn't heard about that. But, you know, that's a very interesting, to-the-point, valid, and provocative question. And I think the simple answer to that is, she would have been fired.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think. I'm really surprised that, think about Rush Limbaugh. He was talking about black quarterbacks, or there was a woman on the Golf Channel who used the word lynch once, and she got fired.
I actually heard about that. That was in reference to what's his name, the golfer, Tiger Woods. And apparently she and Tiger Woods are very good friends, and she's even been criticized for being too friendly to Tiger Woods. They thought that she was biased too much in his favor, and that was found offensive by a lot of people who were fans of other golfers. And so she felt so friendly and so cordial to Tiger Woods that she just made a flippant remark that had no racial connotations whatsoever, and yet they turned it into something racial. I mean, I don't know if she would have said they should take Tiger Woods out in the alley and beat him to a pulp or shot him or I don't know, but yeah, but you're right about that. I mean, again, you know, that woman got fired, but this other woman can say that about Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's only a suspension for a week.
That's exactly right.
That's very interesting. I hadn't heard about that. I'm glad you pointed that out. That's very interesting.
One other thing, if I can, really quickly here, Mike. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm being quiet for once. That always throws people, yeah.
All right. With regard to the siege of Gaza, I mean, there was a break. The Gazans broke through the wall, and 350,000 Palestinians fled into Egypt. I mean, this... A lot of people are saying this is a disaster for Israel, blah, blah, blah. I guarantee you this was an ethnic cleansing that was planned by Israel. They just wanted to make it seem like, well, the Palestinians did it themselves, but 350,000 Palestinians were fleeing starvation and poor sanitation, inadequate water, and so forth, and they broke down the wall and fled and escaped into Egypt. And this is hardly, I mean, it's not really being made into the news story that it ought to be, so.
All right, I will tell you this much. I hadn't heard about that either, and I find that very, very interesting. Now, I haven't watched the news or listened to the radio or even been on any news sites on the Internet. I guess this must have just happened within the last 24 hours.
That's very, very
interesting, and... You know, actually, I think you're absolutely right about that. That is about what it amounts to, that the Israelis were trying to make things so miserable there that they were deliberately trying to provoke the residents of Gaza into something. Now, this is something I'm sure that if they wanted to keep them in there, they could have kept them in there, and they would have kept them in there. But I think you're absolutely right. They got what they wanted. The Israelis got what they wanted. They've cleansed Gaza of 350,000 Palestinians. That's an extraordinary number of people.
Yeah, in 24 hours, that's a huge number. And
that's roughly the population of the District of Columbia, if my memory serves me correctly, and that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said last night, here in this program, the Israelis and their advocates, such as the Simon Wiesenthal Center, are still attacking the president of the Palestinian Authority, who's been at odds with the Gazans. So what more can you expect? I have to go to the break here, Roy. If you want to hang on, feel free to do it. This is Michael Collins Piper. We're going to the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. And you're free to call in. It's 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, this is Michael Collins Piper returning to you here at republicbroadcasting.org. We have Roy from Texas aboard. He was talking about this news item, very significant news item that I didn't know anything about. I tried to get on my computer here to check a news website to get some information on that, and of course typically I had some problems and had to shut my computer down. But in any case, I'm looking forward to seeing the reports on that. It's going to be very interesting to get some commentary after the fact, you know, after the results of this are through. But I think your instincts on that are pretty much on target there.
It's all being spun as some sort of disaster for Israel, but I mean, I really think it's the other way around.
Absolutely.
And if you look at even in the presidential debates, Mike Huckabee, when he was being interviewed by Wolf Blitzer on CNN, and Mike Huckabee said that Israel there should be no two-state solution with the Palestinians living near the Israelis, because he said the Palestinians could live in other Arab lands outside of Palestine. Mike Huckabee said basically that all of Palestine should belong to Israel. And it's also with Bush's visit there, where he visited Olmert just a week ago, I think Bush gave him the green light to really tighten the noose on Gaza and make the seas just ironclad, so that basically the people would have no other choice but to escape.
I tell you, I agree with that, especially because of the fact that so often, you know, although the general approach in the mass media is to play the current negotiations between the Palestinian Authority and the Israelis. They play it as a positive step forward. When you look at the rhetoric coming out of people who are identified with the Israeli hardliners, and I'm talking about people who are also closely ensconced with the policymakers inside the Bush administration, it's very, very clear that they want as many Palestinians out of the Holy Land, out of Palestine, out of Israel, whatever you want to call it. They want them out. They want them out because they say they shouldn't be there, that that's Israel's land, that is the land of the Jews, and anybody else is there at their pleasure. So I think you're absolutely right. I wish you were wrong, but you know, unfortunately, the reality today is that it's not going to get much better there. It's not going to get any better. It's only going to get worse. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. I'm looking forward to seeing the news accounts tomorrow. Well, thanks for that information, Roy. I appreciate that. All right. Well, Henry from Connecticut is back. We're going to try to bring Henry back up here. Henry, are you there?
Yeah, hello. I'm
okay,
here.
Good. We lost you earlier, Henry, but we're glad you're back.
Yeah, here's what's very strange. I found something in a catalog. I think it's called Schoonfield. Schoonoop something. Anyway, they mention about the Red Cross, like declassified or these records were sealed, but they were uncovered or removed from seal back in the 1970s, that the actual records of the people that died in the concentration camps during World War II was like 270-something thousand. Now, is that what I don't believe is 6 million, but is that possible that the figures are that's true? Because I know the Gestapo had some records, and they claim that it was 300-something thousand that were killed.
Well, you know, that's interesting, because I'll come back to that Red Cross thing in a second. You know, okay. in the Simon Wiesenthal report that I was talking about last night,
right,
they get into this numbers game about Auschwitz, and they say very affirmatively that no one ever, you know, the Auschwitz authorities now say that maybe 1.5 million people died at Auschwitz. The Polish authorities and the Auschwitz Museum people say that. Well, now the Simon Wiesenthal Center is saying, oh, well, nobody ever said that more than 3 million died at Auschwitz. No one ever considered that a serious figure, that no official authority ever said that. But I'm here to tell you, Henry, I remember as clearly as I remember anything that one of my public high school history texts in junior high,
right,
and I would probably even guess, my memory goes back well enough, I would guess that it was probably eighth grade, that text said absolutely affirmatively, this is what the children were taught in my public high school, that 4 million people or more died at Auschwitz, and the implication was that most of those were Jews. Now, see, now the Simon Wiesenthal Center, when they're confronted with facts and figures,
yeah,
from sources other than their own Jewish sources, they get very terrified and start to try to rewrite history, and they play this numbers game. The same thing happens here with the Red Cross. The Simon Wiesenthal Center cites that Red Cross controversy in their report. That has been out for years. It was reported in a Swiss newspaper. Here's what happened.
Okay.
It was reported in a Swiss newspaper back at the end of the war, or maybe in the early 50s, that the Red Cross estimate was that there had been that number, whatever it was you cited, 200 or 300,000 people,
yeah, right,
who died in the camps. Well, now they are trying to suggest, Simon Wiesenthal Center is trying to suggest, that figure was incorrect, it was never an official figure, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But the problem is, you know, here's what you got to look at.
Yeah.
That figure was out there for years and years and years, and they never tried to refute it because of the fact that that figure never reached the public. The only people that were talking about it were small numbers of people. And it wasn't really until the 1970s, if you think back on it, it wasn't until the 1970s with that television show, that miniseries, one of the first of the miniseries, Holocaust, that they really started the big push in promoting the Holocaust. And then, of course, you had the revisionist movement coming around and bringing out very interesting little details like that. And when the Simon Wiesenthal Center and the Holocaust enthusiasts, the Holocaust promoters, the Holocaust industry, they are hard-pressed to have to discuss those issues. I mean, when you consider the fact that even the numbers of the Auschwitz dead have varied from between, 4 million down to 200,000, according to some estimates. And these aren't Nazi estimates. These aren't revisionist estimates. These are from Jewish sources, from governmental sources, from intelligence agencies, et cetera, et cetera. You see, that's where they get into a real problem. That's why I find the whole issue of laws against Holocaust denial so interesting, because what you just said here in this program tonight, even if you stood here in this program and said, Henry, that you thought the Holocaust was the most horrible event in history, that millions of Jews died during the Holocaust, that Hitler deliberately exterminated them, but you stood up here and said, I don't believe the story of the 6 million. I think it's exaggerated. I think it's overestimated. Even if you didn't call it a lie, you could still be prosecuted in many of these so-called Western democracies, because if you even raise any doubts about the popular conception of the Holocaust, you're called a Holocaust denier. And I think that's very, very telling, that if you can't even talk about numbers, if they don't even want you to talk about numbers, that means to me that they've got something to hide. They want you to have this official 6 million figure stuck in your brain. Most Americans don't even know how many Americans died in the military in World War II, but they do know that 6 million figure. That, I find, all too interesting and all too telling about who manages to control the flow of information in this country.
See, that's the thing. That's the problem, is that, I can't give the right tape. I have it right here in front of me. As a matter of fact, you got a minute. I'll go.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead,
okay,
Henry.
Hold on.
Yeah, okay, see, folks, here it is. Okay, there's Henry. Go ahead.
All right. Here it is right here. All right, this is from, it's called Scoop, the magazine is called Number 8, it's called Scoopfield. It's S-C-O-O-P-I-F, that's P-I-F-I-E-D. It's like a catalog that has like different articles in it. Well, okay, well, when I turn to the page in the middle of it, here's what it says. This is exactly what it says. And it's only like three sentences, that's all. According to newly released records by the International Red Cross, 271,301 Jews died in Nazi concentration camps during World War II, rather than the approximate 6 million as previously assumed. The records were updated between 1973 and 1978, and had been kept sealed, period. That's it.
Well, that's
they would go to jail for publishing something like this right there in Germany right now. You would go to jail.
You know what I think, though, in a situation such as this, it's easier for people to just ignore something like that, because it's very, very difficult to obviously take the whole Red Cross take the whole Red Cross to jail. But you see, this is what it all comes down to, that, you know, this is what I like to remind people, that, you know, Deborah Lipstadt, of course, is supposed to be the authority on the Holocaust. Now,
yeah, I heard her once.
Yeah, now,
go ahead.
Here's what's interesting about Deborah Lipstadt. You know, if I got up here in this program and talked about the Holocaust, people would say, oh, well, he's not a trained historian. He's not an academic. he can't be considered a source on this. Some of my critics of my book, Final Judgment, have said, well, just because Piper quotes cables from President Kennedy to Prime Minister Ben-Gurion that upset Ben-Gurion, Piper is not a trained reader of diplomatic cables, and he's not a diplomatic historian. He's not an expert on foreign policy. So, and this is what somebody once said. I'm not just spinning this out of thin air. They said, well, Piper's not qualified to really discuss the issue. Well, I'm here to tell you that what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. Deborah Lipstadt is a professor of theology. Now, I'm here to tell you that theology is a wonderful topic. It's very broad-ranging. It includes Judaism, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, Christianity. But that doesn't make you a qualified historian on the Holocaust.
That's true.
So here's Deborah Lipstadt, who's considered the authority on what is called Holocaust denial. And she's dragged on, and her ugly face is held up before the mass media on a regular basis to tell us what we are allowed to think about the Holocaust. But you know what's interesting about that? Deborah Lipstadt has even said that Holocaust denial even includes taking the position that Germany does not bear guilt for World War I. Now,
oh, really?
Yes. Now, see, I'm glad you obviously understand the ramifications of that, but I'm here to remind people that I didn't say World War II. I said World War I.
Yeah.
And for those who are not caught up in their history, the Holocaust allegedly took place sometime in the 1940s, like the early 1940s. But World War I happened like between roughly 1914 and 1918 or 19. No, I guess 1917 was the armistice.
Right.
Or was it later than that? I'm not even sure. I have to confess.
Well, I think it ended in 1919.
Was it 1919? Okay. Yeah,
I think
the United States
around,
entered in 1917, but it ended. Okay, but the point is this, that Deborah Lipstadt says that if you raise questions about whether or not Germany was guilty for causing World War I, that makes you a Holocaust denier. Now, see, the average common sense human being of any race, creed, or color, and I would even include, I would hope, most Jews, should be able to look at that logically and sensibly and say, well, wait a minute, what does the issue of quote-unquote the Holocaust, what happened or didn't happen to the Jews in World War II, have to do with what happened between 1914 and 1919 in Europe? But you see, that's the big secret about this throw-around title of Holocaust denial. It's far more encompassing than the people who use the terminology want us to know. And see, this is, again, this is one of these funny little things that we come up against, that you know, when they throw this term around, Holocaust denial, that could include anybody who doesn't even talk about the events of World War II. So I find these people who want to silence us, and when I say us, I don't mean Holocaust deniers, I don't mean critics of the Jews, I mean silence everybody and anybody.
Yeah, they got something to hide.
Yeah, who dares to speak up. Yes, what is it that they have to hide? Why do they have to use this grand terminology? I mean, there are people out there, Henry, who actually believe that there are people, you know, when they hear the term Holocaust denial,
right?
There are people out there who actually believe that means that people don't believe that there were concentration camps.
Right, I know that.
This is something.
Well, that nobody died at all.
Or that nobody died at all. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
And,
yeah.
And you know, that again goes to show you how well manipulated this issue has been. You know, it's one of these things. Just like, and I've talked about this on the show before. Just like this term Judeo-Christian, everybody thinks that's been around forever. It didn't come out until World War II. It was concocted by a Jewish propagandist in the Office of War Information to try to stir up Christians to hate the Germans. It's a product of World War II wartime propaganda, and everybody thinks the term Judeo-Christian goes back to the Holy Bible itself.
Yeah, you know what's so disgusting, though, is that if that's really true, and I'll tell you, you mentioned Lipstadt. I'll tell you what I heard her say. She said, I heard this come right out of her lips, and this was on some of the shortwave show where she was talking about Holocaust deniers. I forgot what show it was. She personally
Henry,
said,
we are going to a break. I want
okay.
you to hold that till after the break.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper. We're here on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. We are going to a break. When we come back, we're going to pursue this discussion of this great theologian who has somehow become the authority on what is or is not Holocaust denial. Ooh, even that term sounds kind of scary. Stay tuned, folks.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have Henry from Connecticut aboard with us. We're wrapping up the hour here. Henry, you were about to give us a quote from Deborah Lipstadt.
Oh, yes. All right, I'll make this quick. I have a few other things I'll make.
Yeah,
quick.
Go ahead.
One is, I heard this personally come out of her mouth where she said you know, this thing with the lampshades and the fat of soap, making human soap out of fat, Jewish soap, the soap out of Jewish fat from the bodies, and the the skin with the lampshades and all that stuff. She said that as far as her regulation, as far as what she researched, she doesn't claim to see any proof that that actually really happened, that they really were able to and really did make lampshades out of human skin, and also that they made candles out of their fat, and also that they made soap out of their, you know, like animal tallow, that they use human tallow to make soap.
Now, oh, yeah, she said that. She has said that in different interviews in different places, and yet, despite that,
they're still preaching that in high schools.
It's still in the media. I remember 1 week where I received a clipping in the mail from a quote from Deborah Lipstadt to that effect. Whereas that same week, I also received a clipping about some Holocaust survivor speaking at some school somewhere, telling the students about how the Germans made soap out of the fat of Jewish bodies. Yeah, so I mean, you know, now, you know, even granting that this poor old Holocaust survivor was for real, and so many of these Holocaust survivors have been on the road with their shtick, they've been proven to be liars to a degree. In
different
cases.
Some of them weren't there at all. I mean, they were back in the war, but they lied about, some of them
may genuinely believe this because they've heard it repeated so many times, but that goes to just show you that even so much about the Holocaust is a form of mass hysteria. It's kind of like one of these urban legends that you know, that gets told and told time and time again to the point that so many people believe it to be true. And a lot of times, you know, they start tracing back the origins of the urban legends that have nothing to do with the Holocaust. And what it is that there may have been a grain of truth about some particular thing that was told and retold until it took on a life of its own. And then some bizarre incident that supposedly took place in Connecticut also happened in Florida, and it also happened in California. That's the best way to understand the legends of the Holocaust. Look at it as this form of urban legend that developed during that hellish period during World War II when millions of people were dying.
Yeah, I've also heard on Radio Netherlands, because I have a shortwave here. Most Americans can't get this, but the ones who have shortwave can. On Radio Netherlands, I get tired of hearing about the stuff with the Holocaust, because it just makes me sick, because I hear all the stuff that's going on with that S-y little country, you know, the SLC out there in the middle of Palestine, and how they're bulldozing people's homes and everything else, and sucking America dry, too, at the same time. And I got to keep hearing about the sympathy with the Holocaust and what's going on in Palestine. It's just making me sick, even on that Palestinian, I'm German. But there was a woman there named Golden Schneider, okay, like Schneider, probably spelled the S-C-H way, like the German Schneider, but it was Golden Schneider, who claimed she was a Holocaust survivor. This was on Radio Netherlands. They were interviewing her. And she clearly slipped out of her mouth and said that in Bergen-Belsen, there were no gas chambers there.
Well, again,
they were being shot and worked.
Now they were shooting them, even though they said for years
but there
were
no gas chambers. Right. Now, she said it out of her mouth. She said there were no gas chambers.
There we go.
Okay.
All right, Henry, thanks for your call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in. We never heard from our caller who said I was a gatekeeper. I'm disappointed. Offered him the whole hour here. Well, we'll be here tomorrow night, God willing, folks, and maybe he'll call in. In the meantime, stay tuned for more good programming right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. With